You're listening to Radio Esperanza 101.5 KEPJ LPFM, La Voz de la Gente. This is Maricela Barrera, and I'm sitting here at the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center welcoming local teatristas Diana Herrera and her son Rich Herrera. Welcome to Radio Esperanza.
Well, thank you so much.
Now, Diana, Chisme on the Street says you are producing a play called Always and Forever.
Correct.
Que it's a obra about love.
I'm sitting with my daughter-in-law. We're sitting at the table, and she asks me how my husband and I got together. And very quickly, I just said, well, we met in the seventh grade, and he stalked me for 4 years.
Okay, what middle school?
Escobar Junior High in Edgewood School District.
Love it.
Right off of Highway 90.
Okay.
Old Highway 90. And she said, let's put a play together. It has not been done. Let's put a play together on your relationship.
Mm.
And I said, I really don't want to. I said, look, let me share three stories that I know well.
Mm-hmm.
And let me share. And then you tell me what you think. So I gave her three stories. And she says, let's put them all together.
Mm.
So at that point, my brain starts thinking. And I'm going up to, oh my goodness, 16, 17 couples.
Wow. So just all from, like, growing up stories?
Well, yeah. Either Edgewood, me as a student, because
mm-hmm.
I graduated from Edgewood High School. But then I got my degree, and I started teaching in Edgewood.
Mm-hmm.
So I taught my 30 years in Edgewood.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, out of all those years, I've come across many, many couples, many stories.
Mm.
So I went ahead and we discussed it, and then we sat and we narrowed it down, and she picked the cute one, and the
mm-hmm.
serious one,
mm-hmm.
and the one that makes you cry,
mm-hmm.
and the one that makes you wonder,
mm-hmm.
and the one that leaves you just in tears. So what I ended up doing, with the nine couples, including my husband and I, the nine couples, I asked for just a timeline. I said, just give me a timeline.
Mm-hmm.
What year did you meet? What year did you get married? What year, you know, did you have a child? From there, I started calling them or contacting them through computer,
mm-hmm.
and I would ask them for a little more details.
Mm.
So by the time we had the nine couples ready, I sent it over to Richard, and Rich ends up putting it into a script and getting it ready for a performance, for a play, for the stage. One of the stories is a young teenager whose first job is driving an ice cream truck.
Mm.
He spots a little güerita on Potosí Street,
mm-hmm.
and the whole thing ends up there, you know, at the very beginning. He's driving up and down Potosí Street looking for her, trying to figure out, trying to narrow down what house does this young güerita live in. You know what I mean? You know, so we talk about the neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
the vicinity. And what's adorable with that one is that he ends up finding out who lives, where she
mm-hmm.
lives. So he says, who knows that girl there? And a little group of boys buying ice cream. She's my sister.
Oh.
So he gives the kid an ice cream, right?
Right, free.
for information,
yeah.
For details.
Okay.
And
a little
then,
barter system there.
Correct.
Okay.
And then as the story progresses, as it goes, he ends up, says that he goes from, you know, North Street to the South Street to two streets down, two streets to the west. And as he starts coming down the street, kids are running toward him yelling, I have a sister, I have a sister.
So they all wanted
that free ice cream. You know, so it's adorable. It's
mm-hmm.
really adorable. And then like in our case, in mine and my husband's case, we meet in Escobar Junior High in the seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it follows us to Edgewood High School because that's when we started going steady
mm-hmm.
in our junior year.
Okay.
And then it follows me into when I drove myself to Our Lady of the Lake. So, and then teaching in Edgewood 30
mm-hmm.
years. So I tell people I never went beyond the Edgewood School District.
You're going to have this event, Always and Forever, at the Royal Palace
Ballroom.
Why that place?
Why? Because.
Interesting reason.
Why?
Okay.
And let's go back again. We all went to Edgewood High School together.
Mm-hmm.
There's four sisters and a brother, the Garcia family,
mm-hmm.
whose daddy owned the Royal Palace, right? So what ends up happening is I retire. My husband and I are sitting at home, and I said, let's go hear live music. Let's go. Let's go to the Royal Palace.
Mm.
Well, I enter the place. I know the people there. We went to school together. So since then, I have volunteered at the Royal Palace for 14 years now. And I show up hopefully once a week. What I do is I look at the calendar, and if I like the conjunto and the acordeon y la musiquita, then I go ahead and I say, I'm going to volunteer Wednesday. Okay. I'll be there on Wednesday.
I love that. I didn't even know they still had midweek conjuntos
there. Yes,
they do. There.
Music starts at 2.
The most interesting part I'd say about this happening or this occurrence is that theater has never been done at the Royal Palace.
So this is a historical moment.
Yes,
2 p.m.
The first time ever.
On July
21st
at the Royal Palace in the South Side. Yeah, where they usually have quinces, and now we know they have tardeadas there. Luego, you're going to do excerpts and you're going to do pieces of it.
Oh, that Teatro Guadalupe found out about it.
Yes.
So they are selecting 3 of our 9, and they will be performed on the 28th, the following Saturday. And, of course, you know, every couple has songs, so you're going to hear some good oldies because all of us are old. Tell it like it is.
Right.
You know, and we're going to hear the Royal Jesters together. We're going to hear, of course,
I like
always
the singing.
And forever. Health, illness, death. Oh, my goodness.
Life partners.
How many years have you been married?
Richard, I've been married 43 years. It'll be 43. And then one of the couples, Olga and Henry, were married 50 and a half years.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And then Rosie and Eddie, just 3-4 days ago, their 50th anniversary.
On the 21st of July at 2 p.m. at the Royal Palace. Y luego we have a July 28th event at Teatro Guadalupe, the Guadalupe Cultural Arts Center. And that show time is at 8 p.m.
Correct. The Teatro Salon for the Guadalupe. We're going to just take a few of the excerpts from Always and Forever. And we're going to stage in there.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Diana Herrera and Rich Herrera Jr.
Yes.
Yes.
There has to be a junior.
Yes, for being here.
It's a Chicano thing.
It's a Chicano
thing. My pop said.
Love it. And San Antonio is the epicenter of Chicano culture. So always and forever in our hearts. So gracias.
Thank you. Thank you so much.